Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas, taking you through a Tuesday. And even though the Daily Food for Thought was already discussed today, I was excited about these two separate events. And Matt Douglas, who's on the other side of the glass for this one, I've got you fired up over there, Doug.
Yeah, you got me. I'm
all right,
here.
Good deal. I get nervous when you're over there because I can't really see you and I can only sort of hear you sometimes. But I think you and I briefly discussed this. Never have we ever said no to a good old cupcake or a burger, have we?
No, you can't go wrong. Typically, it's hard to get us to say no to any kind of food, but those we're going to say a real quick yes. I'll say that.
So we've got three guests with us here in studio. We've got Matt Lundy, Jen Kennedy, Amanda Wright, all in studio with us here. And Matt, when he walked in studio, he said, we had to bring cupcakes in here because I just don't think any radio guy in the history of the business has ever said no to any kind of food. And you're 100% right, because I don't think I've ever met a radio guy or a radio personality that has ever said no to any kind of food coming their way. But guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
We are doing very well, and so I hope you don't plan on making history today by refusing the cupcakes.
I've made history on this show in many, many ways before, but that will certainly not be one of them. I can promise you that. Let's begin with the burger battle and all the details surrounding it. You guys did a wonderful job on your website of placing one of the burgers that are going to be on display for this burger battle front and center from one of our favorites, Avon Brewing Company, with this barbecue pulled pork burger. For those that aren't familiar with this burger battle, what are the details?
Well, this is going to be a great contest, and we've gone to a lot of places throughout Lorain County, and I'm sure many of us would admit there's some pretty good burgers around this county, and we want to showcase them with the hope that folks will come into Lorain County, try a good burger. We'll also be talking about cupcakes here a little bit later, but the best burger battle is going to tip off on October 20th and run through October 29th. We've got 12 Lorain County restaurants competing for the title of the best burger in Lorain County. And I think what you'll find interesting is the burgers will be available for $9 during the battle. That's during regular business hours, includes chip fries, rings, beverages, tax tips. Of course, those things aren't included, but a $9 burger. And we've got, as we said, 12 participating. You mentioned one of them, Avon Brewing Company. We've got Bistro 83 in North Ridgeville, Brew Kettle in Amherst, Cole's Public House in Amherst, The Foundry Kitchen and Bar, we're just a stone's throw from that here at the studio. The Fave in Oberlin, Hex Cafe in Avon, Jackalope at Lakeside, Parker's Grill and Tavern in Avon Lake, the Unicorn Grafton, Treehouse Gallery and Tea Room, and Your Pit in Vermilion. We can't thank them enough for participating, and I got to tell you, they're really pumped up and excited about this competition. They want to win. They're getting serious.
Well, you don't get into any competition with the thoughts of just participating, right? Obviously, they want to show their burgers are the best. You guys shared with me some of the creativity that's gone into this competition. What are some of the more creative ideas that you guys have seen come out of this that you can share?
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, these are some of the most creative burgers I think that you're going to find. And the owners, can't say enough about the restaurant owners who are really knocking it out of the park with these great burgers. We've got a barbecue pulled pork burger. How's that one sound? A barbecue smoked pork belly burger with onion rings. This one, maybe this is a weekend burger, a hangover burger with sausage on French toast. Got a red dragon burger, a mushroom brie burger, beef and bacon burger with jalapeno chutney and sriracha cream sauce, or cream cheese, rather. The Hex burger, that's topped with slow roasted pork. That sounds delicious. A smoke stuffed Gouda burger. The infamous Parker's House burger. A crab patty made with crab meat. I love seafood, so that would be on my menu. An Oscar burger. And an apple barbecue burger made with locally grown apples. Not just any apples. Locally grown apples.
See, mouths are watering all over the listening area right now to those who are tuned in. And I think everybody that's listening right now is wondering, how do they get in on this action, because you do get a chance to vote. You mentioned, too, this is a steal. I mean, $9 for a burger and fries. I mean, that's unbelievable, especially for items like this that are exclusive to this contest. These aren't burgers that you could typically find on the menu. So how do our listeners get involved and vote?
Well, the best thing to do for information is go to visitlorainecounty.com/burger battle. You know, you can tell we're in the internet age here. Everything's /this or whatever. But visitlorainecounty.com/burger battle. You'll be able to submit your ballots after eating at the restaurant. And the big payoff for this is that diners will then submit their ballots to Visit Lorain County to be entered into a drawing. And it's a drawing for a dinner for six to the restaurant that wins the best overall burger. So they'll have a chance to win a dinner for six to the best restaurant, winning for the best burger overall.
Matt, Jen, whoever wants to answer this, where did the idea for this come from, and what do you hope to get out of this burger battle here?
I'm going to turn it over to Jen. I know she's the creative one, but I can tell you that, you know, the Lorain County Commissioners are trying to take the Visitors Bureau in a new direction, and Jen is doing an amazing job serving as our director at this time, and she's come up with a lot of creative ideas. We did a restaurant week last year, and now with doing a burger battle, and we'll talk a little bit about the dessert side of things, but Jen could probably fill you in a little more on that.
Thank you. So in the spring, we debuted Restaurant Week, and on average, we saw that business went up during Restaurant Week about 20%, 25% at participating restaurants. And we said, you know what? We want to highlight our casual eateries. We have got some really great restaurants, and who doesn't love a great burger? So it kind of just fell naturally in itself, and it has been so well received. People are really excited about it. And we have a lot of great restaurants that have really worked hard to be creative with their burgers.
Now, when you guys put this list together, and I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there. I mean, this is an A-list of restaurants that you guys have in this burger battle. Just sensational. I've been to a number of these places, and that's a heck of a grand prize. So it's a dinner for six. If you win this drawing, you win a dinner for six at the winner of this burger battle. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, that is true.
I mean, and these are all phenomenal restaurants in Lorain County. So, I mean, that's a heck of a steal. But when you guys are putting these restaurants together to get involved in this burger battle, did these restaurants have to make a cut? Were there certain parameters that had to be met?
You know, this year, because it's our first year, we wanted to start small. So we had so many restaurants that we wanted to include, but we looked to the restaurants that were our partners first and that we had a history of working with, and also restaurants that were known for great burgers. We want to expand it next year because we know that there's a ton of great restaurants and great burgers out there that we want to fold into the competition for next year. But like I said, we wanted to keep it small this first year.
Yeah, we didn't know that maybe Bull, you and Matt, grill some burgers on the grill, and maybe you want to compete next year so you can ramp up and get ready.
We're more of the eating guys. I don't know about the cooking guys.
We would be more than happy to be taste testers. We would be more than happy to be judges in this process, but I don't think you want Matt and I firing up the grill. That could cause some serious problems.
We don't want to make anyone sick.
Right. Now, we could tell you just how great every single one of these places are, but to compete with one of these places, probably not the best idea.
No.
Well, again, we appreciate you guys coming in studio. We've got Matt Lundy, Jen Kennedy, Amanda Wright joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about not only the burger battle, but also the cupcake crawl. And I'm excited about this because I love burgers, but I've got, I think, 22 sweet teeth. Not just a sweet tooth, but I've got sweet teeth. You put anything sweet in front of me, I'm probably going to attack it, and that brings us to this cupcake crawl. Love the idea. Was reading up on it a little bit earlier. What kinds of details can you guys share in the cupcake crawl?
I was going to say, have you identified that with your dentist, your sweet tooth there? It sounds pretty strong.
Yeah. I've talked to my dentist about this several times. You know what he says? Hey, you know, just come see me every 6 months. We'll take care of any problems that might come out of that.
Well, we are launching the cupcake crawl. In fact, it's already underway. It started on the 1st of October, runs all the way through the end of the month. The Cupcake Crawl is a month-long sweet adventure through locally owned and operated bakeries. It's a delicious way to introduce all the amazing gourmet bakeries that we're fortunate to have here in Lorain County, and also some bakeries in the neighboring counties. Actually, there's a total of 8 that are competing. 6 are in Lorain County. 1 is in Cuyahoga County, and 1 is in Medina County. Now, sometimes folks are saying, well, geez, why do you have these places outside of the county? The Cuyahoga County business actually owns a business in Lorain County as well, too, and the Medina one. The thinking is that it gives people a chance from those areas to come over to Lorain County and experiment with our delicious cupcakes that we have or enjoy them, and gives us a chance to also experiment with their cupcakes as well, too. But the important thing there is we're asking people to print out, this will sound interesting, actually print out a passport that is located at visitlorainecounty.com. And then you use that passport when you go to each one of the places for the cupcake crawl. And we also have a map that shows you where everybody's located at. And just to give you an idea who all is participating, we've got the Blue Rooster Bakehouse, which is in Oberlin, Kelsey Elizabeth Cakes in Avon Lake, Kodrowski's, of course, in Amherst, a Little Devil Cupcakery, that's in Amherst, Small Town Sweets in Vermilion, The Hive Cake Studio, which is in Amherst, A Cupcake a Day, good name for a business, in Medina, and then Kelsey Elizabeth Cakes, that's in Rocky River. So we couldn't be more excited about having all these places participating. And I got to tell you, this promotion has taken off like a rocket ship. Just amazing the response that we've had to it. Some of these numbers even are blowing me away. You know, we talked about first printing out a passport to participate in this cupcake crawl. We have reported, our Visitors Bureau, 1,400 passports have been downloaded or printed so far. I saw your eyes light up on that one. Is that a massive number?
Well, and this just started about a week or so ago, right?
Yeah, it just started on October 1st. I mean, literally on the first day of the cupcake crawl, the Blue Rooster Bakehouse sold 160 cupcakes. On average, they were signing around 15 to 20 passports a day, and as of 10-6, as of... that would have been a couple days ago. They had 350 cupcakes sold. They have had 10 returning customers from the cupcake crawl already. So, I mean, that's a great number right out of the gate. But 1,400 passports have actually been downloaded and printed thus far.
Wow. Now, and the idea behind this, too, is you want to get signatures on that passport from each place that you go to. You can make yourself eligible to win a T-shirt. There's also a prize, I think, at the end of this also that you guys haven't announced just yet. But just like with the burger battle, there's a prize there if you win that drawing. There's also a prize here involved, too, with the cupcake crawl, correct?
Yeah, if you'd like to win a T-shirt, now we only have 250 of those available, so they go to the first 250 participants. You actually have to go to 6 bakeries, participate, and sample the cupcakes at 6 bakeries, and then you're eligible to win the T-shirt. The grand prize at the end of this contest is for a basket full of mason jars that are actually filled with the ingredients that have gone into the cupcakes. And I don't know. Do either one of you guys bake? You don't touch that either?
My wife might be able to help me out with that one. I think if I got the ingredients, I'd be in good hands there.
Right. I was thinking more along the same lines. I'm not sure if I would attempt it, but I could supervise, right? I could sit there and I could supervise, and I could probably put some things together. See, making a cupcake, I think, sometimes is a little tougher than making a burger, isn't it? I mean, I think they're both, it can be kind of complicated in their own regard, but putting a cupcake together, the right kind of cupcake together, or the one that could win an award, is a heck of a lot tougher than putting a burger together. They both have their own separate challenges. But, boy, this is interesting, too. You mentioned all the companies that are involved with this, and I think what that really does is it gives folks a chance to come out, support, and also it gives you a chance to showcase some of these great bakeries in Lorain County.
Yeah, the thing I've noticed, and maybe you've noticed it, too, it seems like anymore when you see a new store going into a shopping center, it seems like it's a cupcake store or some type of bakery or whatever, and it's nice to get back to those roots. I know when I was growing up, you used to literally go to bakeries. It's so hard to find anything that's bakery-oriented anymore. And also, when you go to a lot of family events or community events, you'll see those events or those family events having specialty cupcakes, you know, from different cupcake stores. And this is a great way to experience that and you know, get a nice sugar buzz in the process.
Well, yeah. Well, look, going into October, you know you're going to ingest a lot. You're going to digest a lot of sugar anyways, right? I mean, you're going to get a lot of candy towards the end of the month. You guys are just giving us a head start on that, starting this thing on October 1st, telling folks to go get cupcakes at different places. So same question for you guys that I posed to you for the burger battle. Now, in order to make your way onto this list for the cupcake crawl, did you have to meet certain parameters? Were there, did you have to like make a cut? Did you guys start with a certain list and then narrow it down to a smaller list? How did that work?
Well, while we were planning, we did partner with one of the bakeries we already had, which was Kudrowski's. So they were immediately there at the top of the list. And then we had to reach out to people we had not partnered with before. So there was a list and we did narrow it down. So it was a lot of visiting, going over some of the plans, and finalizing those based on how they usually work throughout the month. And then we decided that October would be that good time, and it just kind of pulled together after that. Everybody was for it when we went and talked to them, and now we have this list, and there are 8 bakeries.
I'm reading in the Bull and Matt's motives here. They keep asking about how do you determine who's on the list and who's eligible, because you really want to do that taste sampling, don't you?
Yes. Oh, without question. Are you kidding me? I mean, when we schedule these shows, you know, days and days in advance, there's a method behind our madness here. We know what we're getting into.
We may have to end this show early here today after talking with you guys. I'll say that.
Tell Bruce Van Dyke to fire up Fox Sports Radio for the next hour and a half here. We might have to cut this one earlier. But, you know, a same question. I think with the burger battle, these were exclusive items. Now with these cupcakes, are you inviting folks to go out and try all the cupcakes on the menu, different kinds of cupcakes, or are there exclusive items on the menu that you can try with through the whole process?
Well, we do offer, the cupcake shops, the bakeries, they do offer a specialty seasonal flavor. So actually brought with us Small Town Sweets. They created the Vermilion Autumn Apple, so it includes apples from a local orchard. They also have a caramel corn topping, and they threw it all together. That's their special flavor. Sort of gets you in there, but they also offer different flavors as well, so you can sample other things in the store.
Amanda, is there something that stands out to you as something that's really been exciting as you go through with this cupcake crawl or the burger battle for that metal that you're really happy about or a favorite aspect of something here?
I really like it all.
Yeah.
I can't pick one thing. I would say that speaking with all the bakers, talking to them about their inspirations, all of them really are very proud of what they've been putting out there. So I think that's been the most exciting part.
Well, we're going to put you on the spot here temporarily. But as you guys are out there and you're going to these different bakeries, are there some cupcakes that were maybe a little more unique than some of the rest? I mean, because I would imagine you guys get a chance to pretty much see everything out on display as you go from one bakery to the next. Were there a few items out there that kind of took you by surprise?
Yes, actually. We met with Kudrowski's, and they decided to do something a little different from what everybody else was doing. So where everyone was thinking pumpkin, apples, caramel, they went with a licorice flavor. So in the spirit of Halloween, they did an anise-flavored cupcake with a salted caramel buttercream frosting.
Wow.
And they call it the absinthe cupcake. Now, if you go in there, I do hear there is a story that goes along with it. So that's fun. I did like that. That was the Halloween part to the crawl, I think.
See, that's unique, and that's cool, because there are some interesting stories that come out of these things, too, and you'll probably hear some more of these, too, if you go get one of those passports and you get on that cupcake crawl. So before we cut you guys loose, one last time for our listeners out there who would like to find out more information about how to get involved with either the burger battle or the cupcake crawl, or from me and Matt, for our purposes, for both, how can they get involved?
Well, the best email address would be visitlorainecounty.com, and we'll have the links there, obviously, for the cupcake crawl and for the burger or battle of the burgers at visitlorainecounty.com, and or you can always give us a call there at the Visitors Bureau as well too, and we'll show you we'll walk you through the process.
Oh. Matt, I think I told you at the beginning of the interview, you said, how long do you think this will take? I said, about 10 minutes. We're going on 20. See, you bring up food on this show, we'll go on forever. I mean, you know, we could actually just keep you three in here until 6 o'clock, but I know you guys are busy and you guys have places to go. Well, Jen, Amanda, Matt, thank you guys all so much for coming in studio. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. And don't forget, we got the two cupcakes for you here. And Matt, hopefully you'll get over here before Bull finishes both of them off.
I'm going to have to hurry here.
I was going to say he might have to break that glass down and get through here because it might not be here when he gets
exactly.
here. Guys, thank you again for coming in.